Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's a lovely sunny day. Always happy. But somebody's hoovering alongside me, which doesn't make me happy, but never mind.
Oh, never mind. No, I haven't even looked out there at the moment, so, yeah, hopefully it's the rain is over and done with for a few days anyway.
I hope so, yeah.
Anyway, you're organising or promoting these walking tours that are going to be around Harlesden, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. This is part of our historical society, and this year we've decided to run some walks. We ran them in 2019, but of course COVID got in our way in 2020, and we've just restarted them again.
Yeah.
So we're quite excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, COVID caused a lot of problems for a lot of people in more ways than one, isn't it?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so whereabouts are these the walks taking place around Harlesden?
Well, they're all taking place starting from our little museum, which is a tiny museum that most people don't know is there, actually. But it's open on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
And so we're running the walks. When the museum closes, we start the walk.
Ah.
So basically, it's every other Saturday and every other Wednesday. It's not complicated. It's all on our website.
Right. And what's the website address, just so we get that one right?
The website is Harlesden Historical Society, all one word, .org.uk.
Brilliant. So what are you likely to see on these tours around Harlesden then? I mean, I should imagine they're all historical tours, or...?
They are all historical. What we've got is we've got a general walk which runs on the Wednesdays, and that is a sort of introduction to Harlesden and Harlesden's history. And Harlesden's one of those lovely towns, quite unusual, because we've never had a great fire of Harlesden. Everybody else has had fires, but we haven't. So what we've got is a load of stuff that you can sort of see beneath what looks like a modern exterior, but you've got some really old stuff underneath that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that some of these places that a lot of people don't even know that exist. I mean, some of the historical places I know in Norwich that I've been to, where there's an underground street as such.
Absolutely. People have no idea you're walking over it, which is great. And Harlesden's the same. You've got no idea. You're walking past the building that looks like, oh, it's 19th century, it's Victorian. But actually, it's got all this beamy stuff going on inside, which is great.
Yeah, I love all this beamy stuff. I mean, is there anything that sort of sticks out that where we might have had, I don't know, royalty or anybody sort of staying there that's historical? I don't know, you know.
We had Winston Churchill and Mr. Roosevelt at one point, but that's a little bit tenuous, I have to say.
Yes. How long do these walks sort of last anyway?
The walks are about 90 minutes and they're all on the flat, so suitable for absolutely everybody. And because they start at noon, we hope that people will hang around in Harlesden for a bit longer and actually enjoy everything else the town has to offer it.
Oh, absolutely.
And on top of that, we're offering sort of little vouchers off of maybe a cup of tea or something in some of the cafes and bars in town. So it's a double whammy.
Oh, of course it is. And it's a big bonus for everybody in Harlesden, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And our walks are also, I said our Wednesday walks are general walks, but on our Saturdays, we've got sort of slightly more specialist things going on.
Yeah.
So in conjunction with something called the Friendly Invasion. Now, I don't know if you've spotted these. They're walking tours based in several towns around Norfolk, and one obviously based in Harlesden. And this is a South Norfolk initiative, actually. And our walks are based on the American input into Harlesden during World War II.
Yeah, I mean, we've come across this before. I mean, a lot of air bases and everything else around, the Waveney Valley were, in fact, for the Americans, weren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
so they did a lot of stuff in town, which I think still sort of hangs on.
Yeah, I mean, especially the nylons for the ladies.
So I'm told.
Yeah, so we've got the Wednesday walks. What's the cost to this? I mean, obviously a charge, isn't there? I would.
There is a charge. Yeah, there's a charge of £5.
Oh, dear.
I know.
I know. You know, and I mean, do you get time to stop somewhere and have a cuppa at one of the lovely places in Harlesden, or is it?
Well, we do have these vouchers at the end of the walk, saying, yeah. so you can go off and have your cup of tea at the end, which we think is a much nicer idea, because if you've got a bit longer, you might have a bit of cake as well.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And I'm a great believer in cake.
Well, I mean, it gives everybody then chance, doesn't it, to get back and discuss what, you know, what they've seen. Because, I mean, I was learning yesterday about the River Waveney and a lot of things when Andrew was in here. So there is an awful lot of history around the area that I think people are just literally unaware of. And it's nice to find out more about the history of the Waveney Valley, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole thing, there's so much going on. And if you drill down, there's a lot that you can go and visit, a lot open, all sorts of things. So we've got our Heritage Open Days in September as well, where the whole town's going to go mad, not just with history, but with all sorts of stuff. So I'll be back to plug those a bit later on.
That sounds good to me. It's great been talking to you, Chris. I'll let you get off because you've got a lot of things going on around you, haven't you?
You never know.
So if anybody's interested in these walks, all they've got to do is get in touch. And it sounds absolutely fascinating. Something that I'd probably like to do.
I was going to say, we expect to welcome you one of these days. Well, you know? The museum's free, so Wednesdays and Saturdays, as I said, between 10 and 12. And then these walks in addition. So
yeah.
What not to like, really?
Exactly. And I mean, I do love a bit of history, so, you know, that would be nice. But we'll sort that out later on.
That'll be great.
All right then, Chris, been a pleasure talking to you.
Cheers. Lovely to talk to you too. Have a lovely day.
And June, hope the walks go well for you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, cheers.
Okay then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.